Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for efforts to promote deeper reforms and pursue higher-level opening up to establish a new development pattern. He chaired a meeting on deepening reform in China. The president says the new pattern should rely on both domestic and international economic cycles, with the domestic cycles being the mainstay. He also says that China needs to accelerate reforms that help improve growth quality and efficiency in order to complete the new development pattern. The meeting called for efforts to improve the environment of foreign trade, stabilize industrial and supply chains, and foster new growth drivers. Germany and China vowed to uphold multilateralism on international affairs and to promote bilateral ties. The pledge was made after German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier met with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Steinmeier says Germany is willing to maintain closer ties with China and reaffirmed Germany's One China principle. Wang, on his first tour since the pandemic started, says China attaches great importance to its diplomatic relations with Germany and Europe. He says China is willing to work with the European Union to strengthen international cooperation against the coronavirus, including in developing vaccines. Wang also says China will work with Germany and the EU to uphold multilateralism and oppose unilateral bullying. China suspended barley imports from Australian firm CBH Grain Pty. Authorities made the decision after pests were discovered in the company's exports multiple times. Customs officials have notified Australian authorities of the problem and have asked for assurances that Australia's barley will meet China's requirements. Bank of China, one of the country's largest state-owned lenders, reported its first double-digit drop in net profit since 2009. China's big four state-owned commercial banks have all posted profit declines of more than 10% for the first half of this year. Analysts say the declines come as the four lenders set additional money aside to cover potential increases in bad loans because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Nearly 480,000 child COVID-19 cases have been reported in the United States since the onset of the pandemic. The overall rate is 631 cases per 100,000 children in the population. Over 70,000 child cases were newly reported during the second half of last month, representing a 17% increase. The final clinical trial of a COVID-19 vaccine has begun in the U.S. It'll involve around 30,000 adult volunteers at 80 sites in the United States to evaluate if the vaccine works. United Kingdom-based AstraZeneca is leading the trial as a regulatory sponsor. The 77th edition of the world's oldest film festival opens today, but it'll be nothing like its predecessors. The public's being barred from the red carpet, Hollywood stars and films are largely absent, and face masks are required indoors. Festival director Andrea Segre says the festival can be an example for other events to be moved forward. Restrictions on travel from the U.S. to Europe have meant that Hollywood films are essentially no-shows this year. The slightly reduced lineup still contains in-competition films from a variety of countries, but it'll mostly be a European affair.